Texas has one of the country's largest veteran populations, with roughly 1.5 million living in the Lone Star State. There's also, according to the Texas Criminal Justice Coalition, an estimated 11,000 veterans incarcerated in Texas prisons. The state made substantial ground to address the needs of this population when in 2009, the 81st Texas Legislature saw the passing of Senate Bill 1940, which established pretrial veterans court programs in the state. Today, there are 23 veteran courts programs in Texas, and they've served as examples for the model Fort Hood looks to emulate. Like these programs, Fort Hood's Veterans Endeavor for Treatment and Support, or VETS, is intensive.
This is not a get-out-of-jail-free card.
That's Patrick Robinson, Chief of Federal Litigation at Fort Hood. He's been a key member of the team that got the VETS pilot program started, which is the first veterans treatment court program on a U.S. Army base. Similar to the other treatment court programs in Texas, VETS seeks to help veterans who have committed misdemeanors by offering them rehabilitation, not punishment.
Really, when you think about it, what we're looking for are offenses that are manifestations of the symptoms of their mental health or substance abuse disorder. And if the offense kind of logically seems as though it's a symptom of a bigger underlying issue, then we want to consider that veteran for this particular program.
The screening process for VETS isn't an easy one. A review panel made up of the prosecution, the defense, the court, pretrial services, and other involved agencies review all applications. Veterans who meet all the requirements are then enrolled in the program, but must first plead guilty to their offense. Steve Walden, a defense attorney who has represented clients that have gone through the Veterans Court in Bell County, says part of the process includes attending counseling sessions and bi-monthly court dates.
And then to go from that into potentially 18 months of various treatments, reporting back to the court, you're under a microscope for 18 months. Most people will say, look, I'd rather just come in, plead guilty, take a couple of days in the jail up in Waco, and be done. That would be the easy route.
If a veteran can successfully complete the program, their original plea is withdrawn and their case dismissed. While no veteran going through VETS at Fort Hood could be interviewed for this story, Walden says they're a hardworking group who are just trying to deal with the trials of reintegrating into society.
At the end of the day, what we want people to do is get treatment for their help and not re-enter the criminal justice system.
Part of accomplishing that goal and proving to be a successful model for other would-be veterans treatment courts on military bases hinges on the involvement of veteran mentors. These are veterans who volunteer to help and guide those going through the VETS program. Robinson calls them a key component to how the veterans treatment court works.
The mentors are critical because they provide an additional ally for the veterans, but they also represent the community, both the local community, because our mentors are coming from Killeen and Harker Heights and Copper's Cove and Waco and Temple. They represent that community, the local community, but they also represent the veteran community.
That community, says Robinson, is what made Fort Hood an ideal location to pilot the program. This past week, VETS enrolled its first veteran clients, and they're looking to help more in the coming months. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.